The following podcast contains adult themes and adult language. Listener discretion advised.
And although we joke, if you or someone you know is affected by or a victim of domestic violence, dial 1-800-799-7233 or visit the National Domestic Violence Hotline's website, thehotline.org.
It's always the husband, it's always the husband, it's always the husband, I don't keep it.
You are listening to It's Always the Husband.
Hi, this is Sarah.
And this is Megan.
And what you heard at the beginning was my niece, Wig,
which I call her,
because she was born with... so much hair, it looked like Elvis's pompadour. You could put it into a pompadour. She had more hair than Elvis. But you are listening to It's Always the Husband podcast.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome, or thank you for listening and putting up with our foolery. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we are trying to record it, hopefully with sound this time. We'll see. We'll see if she works. I don't know. How was your week since last week?
Mine? Pretty normal. Just living the dream.
Yep.
Momming it. Working at the deodorant factory. Yes.
Yeah. Every day is a pure delight. Pure delight at the deodorant
yep.
factory.
Yep.
Nothing ever happens. It's out of the ordinary. Mm-mm. Everything is just always calm and peaceful.
And it smells so good.
And it smells great. Mm-hmm. Did you have any anything that brought you through the week, as in your glitter in the shitter, something you really enjoyed this week?
The glitter in my shitter is, well, I actually have one thing that I tried that I want to tell people not to. So it was what do you call that? The anti-glitter
sure.
in the shitter? Phil and I were like, let's try these drinks that didn't have alcohol but are supposed to make you feel drunk or something.
I feel like that's called a roofie. Was he cosbying you?
No.
I thought you'd know better.
You want this pudding pop in your drink?
It's close to that. So it was
Is it a weed drink?
No, it's like these little packets that you put in your
water.
Oh. And then it's supposed to make
the
you
mushrooms?
Like have a buzz kind of.
Acid? So I feel like you did crack.
It is
bath salt.
Yeah, it's bath salt packets. And there's no alcohol at all, but there's tons of fentanyl and everything else basically kills you.
Janko.
Yes. So I'm trying to figure out what the hell they're called, because now I can't remember, and wouldn't you know it?
Because you did Jankum.
I ordered it and it was disgusting.
Oh, I'm curious. Was this on some sort of porn site, or these with boner gas station pills?
It was not. It was, of course, on Instagram.
Oh no!
And it was kind
of roofies.
It was.
That's what they are. Roofie. You roofied yourself.
Obviously, like geared toward me. It was targeting me for some reason, you know, like, oh, you must be an alcoholic, so you should try these. I wish that I could burn them all and throw them away. Like, it made my tongue go numb.
Then I wonder what is in it.
And I'll text Phil right now and see if he can find what they're actually
so
called.
So don't do...
But
various chemicals.
I wanted to tell you that these are literally the most disgusting things I've ever drank, and it did not give me a buzz. It did not make me feel calm. It made my tongue go numb, and then it tasted like I was drinking poison.
Oh.
And I even tried it in a glass full of ice, and I even tried it with fizzy water because I like fizz. Yeah. And so that didn't even do it for me. It was, they're so bad.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. Find out what that is.
That's my anti-glitter. Okay. I'm going to text Phil right now because we still have it in our, and it was kind of expensive.
Oh, dear.
And we still have it in our cupboard because it was so gross. Okay. That's my anti, but what is yours?
Mine are these shoes. Frontier Guts.
Oh, I love them.
So Target had Circle Week.
Yeah, they did. And it's the end of it today, yeah. Right now.
These are Wild Fables. So they're probably the ones that are always hanging up. You know, you go to the shoes and they have the shoes that are on display. And then they mm-hmm. have the shoe, like they're slides.
Mm-hmm.
That are just hanging up on the side mm-hmm. or the wall. And they're just like foam. And they're coming pink and yellow and black. But they're very big, so size down. But they are so comfortable. And with my Target Circle, they were $10.
And look what a dumb asshole already did to them.
I know. What, chewed on them?
Yep.
Yeah. My dog's already chewed on them. Of course. That's immediate. I mean, they're 2-3 days old, and my dog.
This is immediate.
That's a 9.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that fits me.
Yeah, they're so comfortable.
Yeah, they're cute.
No, I just am like, these are going to be what I wear all summer. Just put these on.
There's a bright yellow
that I thought you would like, and then there's just a black, and they're platform, so they're a little like an inch. Or I mean, it's bigger than an inch maybe, but they're just two straps and. I mean, otherwise they're 13 or something, but they're super comfortable.
Should I call Phil on the
phone?
Yeah,
call Phil and see what he says.
Can you hear us?
While you do that, call Phil. Our podcast will be so richer with him joining. Let's see if he connects.
Will he answer?
Jamie's gone, of course, so I have 400 pets walking in and out, so be ready for me to scream.
Philip.
He doesn't answer when you call, just like Jamie. He doesn't answer. And when I come home, he leaves. Oh.
Hello, you've reached Phil.
He doesn't answer your call.
I can't get the phone right now for some reason. If you'd leave a message, I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you. Bye.
Tell him. Oh, you didn't even leave a message.
I hung up on him. Yeah. Okay.
We'll see. Call him. We'll try again.
Yeah, I'll try again.
So we have 3 patrons.
No, we don't.
We have Alana. I want to say Alana, A-L-A-N-N-A.
Okay.
I think she's from Australia because her money has an A.
Stop it.
Is that what it means? Alana, so welcome. G'day, mate.
G'day.
Enjoy your spiders.
I hope you have some shrimp on the body.
Bite in the neek. Or whatever. I have to watch a case file and then I can get your accent when I listen to a case file.
I just saw an alarming TikTok or something about a man who had this like gigantic mansion in the middle of the outback or someplace. I don't know. And a kangaroo came up to his window. And was like knocking on the window and then pulled its clout and scraped down the glass and it like scratched the glass. You could see it. And then pulled it like chest bumped and was trying to like break down the window.
Those fuckers are strong.
They're freaking Jason Momoa.
Yeah. Well, they're like the Hulk.
Yes, they're the Hulks.
I know. They're enormous.
I hope Alana stays safe from
that
guy.
I hope she does too, because Australia has many. Not only do they have the sharks and the box jellyfish and the spiders.
The irukandji.
And the snakes. And the kangaroos.
I know.
And the desert. And all the criminals. The criminal bloodline of you people. The British sending their refuse. And that's your relatives. Those are your great grandparents.
Yes.
America is only full of the brightest. The best and the brightest. Our collective IQ is 89. And can you get any higher than that? No.
I mean, not that we know.
I mean, man. I mean, at least a third of Americans know how to read.
Yes, a good third.
A good third of us can read.
Yeah.
Yeah. But thank you. And I hope it was Australia. I don't know. She had different monies.
Okay.
Lily Wayland, thank you for joining.
Thanks, Lily.
And what a cute name.
Yeah, that is.
And Nancy. Nancy, we're so grateful for
Nancy
you.
Nancy doesn't have a...
Nancy was
Nancy.
Too embarrassed to put her last name because she probably didn't want her family to know that she sends money to Dick Podcast.
Yeah, okay.
But Nancy, Lily, Alana...
Thank you.
We are so grateful. And we have a Patreon for next week. Mm-hmm. We'll do for you. Ready to go, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, picked. That's yeah, for us. We picked it.
Yep.
And then what we do also is our shtick before we start our episode.
And we think it's
actually
stickers.
I sent stickers.
Oh, you sent. Yeah, you sent stickers.
Yeah, but these three I haven't sent yet.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I will do that this week. We are a true crime podcast, but we have a lot of shtick in the beginning. We're like a Regis and Kathy Lee,
mm-hmm.
where we just chat before we start the show.
Yeah.
And it was very famously Regis and Kathy Lee never spoke to each other outside of the show, very rarely, so that they saved all their shtick for the show.
Yeah. But
and they're both passed. But, I mean, Kathy Lee is alive, but now it's Kelly and her husband.
Yeah, now it's Kelly and Mark.
Yeah. And they both are 4'9".
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they met lovingly on, what were they on? Another One Life to Live, Another World?
General Hospital.
No, they weren't General Hospital. They were Another World, maybe. One Life to Live? God, I can't remember. That's terrible. Oh, whatever. They were soap stars.
What were they on?
Now I forget. I only watched Young and the Restless, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital.
They're on All My Kids.
Children.
Yeah.
And Santa Barbara. I loved Santa Barbara. Those four I only watched.
Oh.
I watched a little bit of One Life to Live because my mom did. So I knew a little bit. And All My Children, I knew of Susan Lucci, but I didn't really watch a whole lot. And Passions was weird, so I kind of checked
it out. Passions. Like had devils.
Yeah,
and witches. No, we loved Young and
my
the Restless.
My four were Young and the Restless. My main ones were General Hospital, Young and the Restless, Days of Our Lives.
Yeah. We were a big CBS. We did all, what is it called? Young and the Restless. My dad loved Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah.
And then we would watch As the World Turns.
I never watched that one.
I did watch Days of Our Lives, though, because everyone did.
Yeah.
But I would have to split TVs with my dad because Bold and Beautiful was on at the same time as...
When your dad stayed up all those nights to do cocaine, you should have just caught up then.
I should have. But remember, that didn't exist. You had to actually watch the shows.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Live.
Live. Shoot. In that time. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so we have a Facebook group. We have an Instagram. You can follow us on social media. We're not really interesting, but you can. We love to hear your comments and all of that. And people make friends in the groups and all that stuff and have actually become friendly and known each other, which is nice. So my Facebook funny is Melissa Lepzig.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one I've seen on TikTok, and I've sent it to my friend group multiple times, but they don't look at my TikToks. They just scoot by. But it's of a gal who's sitting like in a lawn chair, and something happens where she just falls over. Maybe she's hammed on hams.
Maybe.
She falls over and gets all tangled in the lawn chair, which is funny enough. People falling is always a funny TikTok. But then she rips a fart that's like 30 seconds long. So not only does she embarrass herself falling off her lawn chair, she also farts herself bad, like rips a huge blistering fart.
And now it's
on TikTok where everyone can see how embarrassing.
And she could not move either.
No, she was all tangled in the chair and farting.
And she kept yelling for her husband or something, whoever it was. But she like literally was like concussed or something.
Absolutely farting her guts out.
Yeah, it was bad. Like
so that to me is funny, farts.
She had been holding it in for a while.
Did you have one?
My favorite ones were, I just today, Carmen Lynn put that one about the husband who was selling all of his wife's stuff. And he wrote in the thing, like, she's not missing. Because he was literally like selling all of her sweaters. And I feel like someone should go check.
I feel like she needs a on her a good or whatever they do.
Someone look in the bathroom. See, that she's alive. See if her mascara is still there.
And her purse.
And find out if she's still in the land of the living. Because
no, that's weird. No,
this guy really put that when he was on, like, it was like on Facebook Marketplace or something.
No, he has no right to do that.
Then my other favorite one, I laughed out loud, was Tara Service put the picture of the glass that said, "I'm one glass away from bringing up shit from 3 years ago."
And that always happens.
God, that's so great. It's just so true. And really want that
glass.
Why
does that happen?
I don't know. Like,
you
have
maybe because you feel, is it because you feel brave or you're just shit faced and stupid?
Yeah. I think all of the above. Yeah.
All right. So for our episode today, we are doing a forensic files.
I swear to God, I am looking up what I ordered, and I think it's out of business. That's how bad it was.
It's already out of business.
I don't know. I cannot find it.
Because it's roofies.
Like, I remember looking at, because Blake Lively has a non-alcoholic drink.
She does, her Betty
called
line.
Betty
but
Buzz
she has
or
Betty
something.
Booze, though,
yeah,
now,
she
too.
Has Betty Booze.
And Betty Buzz.
Betty Buzz. So I contemplated ordering that, but I didn't. I ordered this other packet shit, and then it poisoned me. Okay, keep going.
I don't know. Has anyone, just let us know if you've tried Betty Booze or Betty Buzz. Yeah. I'm curious. If they're good or not, because it says it's supposed to be her little recipes that she makes for her friends. And
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like, why do all celebrities also have to be all these like incredibly talented chefs and cooks too? Is that true? Or are they just rich?
Rich.
Okay. So for our forensic files,
and maybe they don't.
Well,
want
she doesn't have to work, really a lot.
So that
because
they can't.
She has 400 kids.
She does.
Yeah. Are you
Phil
trying to
is literally
again?
Screening me 24/7.
Yes, he doesn't want to have anything to do with you.
He is at home.
He's with his mistress.
Oh my
or
God.
Mister.
And all of...
He's with Miguel.
fine. Okay.
So our Facebook... Oh, I know. Our forensic files is called Political Thriller. And it has a political spin, a very tiny political spin in the beginning. But politics in the United States is fucked currently and for the last 7 years. As everybody knows, every country knows we're fucked. Mm-hmm. We're fucked sideways, frontways, forward, back, up, down, fucked.
Right.
And I think it's due to the fact that only a third of us can read. But
that could
that's
be
neither
it.
Here yeah. or near.
Whatever.
There. So I thought, well, politicians make laws. And laws should be followed. And sometimes people break the laws. And sometimes people break the laws by shitting. So I have a list from this website called Listverse that has the 10 cases of people arrested for shitting. So... some of them are still actually unsolved, actually. So here are a few. So one of these cases, and there is a mugshot of the gal. Her name is Holly Malone, and I think we should continually remember her name because what she did was not good.
Okay.
Somebody in Connecticut, and Connecticut is usually a fancy state. We're like high end,
right?
You know, Connecticut. You usually think people that actually put on a shirt and pants when they go outside.
You
that
do
clean,
yeah.
You know, and they have things like, you know, they go to fancy grocery stores, mm-hmm. and they're just, you know, better than us, Connecticut,
right?
But there was a Connecticut cul-de-sac, and all of a sudden, every day, someone was taking a huge ass dump in the middle of the cul-de-sac. And they thought, well, maybe it's like a deer or something, you know. But then one day there was a toilet paper with it. So they knew it was a human because she wiped and left the toilet paper. And so all these dumps were happening in the cul-de-sac. And this is 2017. So finally people were decided to look through their security cameras and they caught the vehicle of the car that stopped. And the person would get out of the car, dump in the street, and get back in the car. And it was this gal called Holly Malone. And there's her mugshot is online where she looks terribly embarrassed.
Yeah.
And so when they arrested her, she just said she couldn't make it home to dump, that she had to stop and get out into the street and shit because after work she had a shit so bad that she couldn't wait until she got to her home. So she was in her own cul-de-sac and dumped and shit. I don't think that's, and then she apologized for shitting to the police. I don't think,
but
you
she
know,
was in her own neighborhood.
I feel like you're in your own neighborhood, you could wait two more
I
seconds.
I feel like you could get
this
home.
Is like a weird psychological thing that you're shitting outside. You had to get out of your car in public. You're dumping in the street.
Right.
Wiping. So you're bringing the toilet paper. You know right. you're going to dump in public. Get in your car and you know these people where you live and go to your home. So then the next one is very similar. This is the mugshot.
I know. Oh, you can't, no, she looks like her face is melting.
No, she's horrifically crying because she's embarrassed. So there, and this is New England again. What's going on up there?
Do they not have?
I don't know what's
so
going
far
on up
away
there
from their toilets.
That this is Massachusetts. So in 2020, there's a Natick outdoor store in Massachusetts, Natick, Massachusetts. I don't know how you say it because Massachusetts speaks very odd. They have a terrible accent. The Pak, the Ka, and Havid Yad.
I love it.
So there was a parking lot pooper. And in the parking lot, there are these huge dumps. And again, the employees thought that some animal was just shitting in their parking lot. And they're like, whatever, we're an outdoor store. You know, animals, welcome to shit in our parking lot. How wonderful. But then again, there was a toilet paper left. So they knew it was human. And this had gone on for a while where there's just huge human dumps in the parking lot every morning when the employees are going into work. Why is there a big human dump in our parking lot? Who is shitting? And so then they called the police and the police are like, we can't do shit. But they set up cameras. And police actually did a stakeout and they see that there's a 2018 Lincoln SUV. This is a lady with cash.
Mm-hmm. And clearly a toilet.
Yeah. Oh, of course she has
somewhere,
to have a toilet.
Right? Yeah.
This Lincoln's milling about. And then at 7 a.m. pulls into the parking lot before it's open. So no one's there. And the lady gets out of the car and dumps, takes a huge shit bomb.
Sarah,
spreads
why?
Her cheeks and blows one out on the parking lot. This is a woman, a 51-year-old woman named Andrea Grosser. I don't know, of Ashland, Massachusetts. Shame on you. So the police go up to her and say, ma'am, why are you taking a huge stinky shit dump in this establishment, not using facilities? And then she cries again and says she has irritable bowel syndrome and couldn't make it to the toilet. And they said, ma'am, we saw you milling about and waiting in your car for 10 minutes before you pulled into the parking lot. And then you stand up, drop trowel, and take a huge squish dump.
Right.
That doesn't make sense. And then they have her, she's like crying in her mugshot. That's mental illness. That has to be mental. That's mental illness, right?
No, it has to be.
Like, does she get a thrill out of public shitting? Knowing that someone might step in her shit and ruin their day in their shoes?
Yeah.
She has to know that there's cameras in 2020 and 2020. I don't get it. And then in Brisbane, speaking of Australia,
There's more?
Yeah, there's two more I'll do. But there's 10 in this. There was a poo jogger. So someone was jogging through a neighborhood and just shitting in everyone's yard. Shitting every day. Every day, big human shits. So the whole neighborhood was like, and they said at least 30 times there had been these shits. And this neighborhood, it was like a Brisbane suburb of Green Slopes. They were so fed up that residents purchased night vision cameras with motion sensors and set it up all along where the shitting is happening. And they catch this man. This is the picture.
Oh, no.
This man is dropping trowel and shitting at like around midnight. And so he finally gets arrested, and he is a CEO of a major company like Avio Group. And he's a member of all these boards. He has a posh sports car, and he said he prefers to shit outdoors, but he did lose his job.
Well, I hope so.
How embarrassing.
Because then make an outhouse, but shield yourself.
I just don't understand.
We don't need your poop on the street.
And then the very famous, this one is not, I think this one's unsolved, but maybe it is by now. In 2017, this Colorado Springs neighborhood has had a mad pooper. And this has been kind of famous. This mad pooper, they have her, I don't know if they know who it is, but they have her on video. She just runs and shits in everyone's yard on her daily run. But I don't know how you can't catch her doing it. And
everyone
she
has
been shitting.
Now,
yeah, she has been doing this shitting for 7 years.
Yeah.
Shitting in yards. And they call her the mad pooper. And they think her, they still don't have her identified as of now, I would say. But what I feel like if you maybe, okay, you're jogging and you get like, and then there was one with a superintendent who was jogging every morning at his high school's track and would shit under the bleachers.
I remember that one.
Yeah, and he lost his job too. And he said he gets runner's diarrhea. But then there's outhouses. Or go into the, and his home was 3 miles away. Take your dumps before you run. I don't know.
Or wear a diaper.
Yeah.
If you know what's going to happen.
Just please do not public shit.
Don't be gross.
Just don't defecate outdoors.
No, thank you.
Don't do it unless you are camping and it's a designated area or you dig a pit.
Well, certainly don't repeatedly poop in the same public place.
Don't poop in some stranger's yard.
No.
That woman who poops in grocery stores that got caught, she was pooping in the freezer section.
I mean, pooping is such a private act that I can't even do it in a public restroom unless it's like
you're going to die.
Severe diarrhea. Yeah. Yeah.
No, no one wants to do a big scream
so
farting.
So I can't
poop.
Imagine
Nut Bar does
squatting
it all the time, but
where someone would see me.
You have to know people have cameras now in every home, every business.
A poop.
Then you're mentally ill.
You're
doing this for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be arrested or get treatment of some sort.
Yep.
Public defecation.
Exactly.
Just like those people that are shitting at Disney World now. Stop shitting in line.
Yep.
Stop dropping your pants and shitting in public.
Yeah, we don't need it.
No. It's bad enough that people piss all over the streets. Mm-hmm. I can't deal.
Nope.
Anyway, so to take us to our story today. Oh my God, we had a long beginning. We're sorry. It's a forensic file. It's called Political Thriller. Political Thriller.
Can I tell you that I just found out what the gross
Yes, what is it?
Poison
so I can write
is.
It down. Yeah.
It's by calming.co, Calming Co. And it was called You with the umlaut.
Oh, no. There you go.
You relax.
Ye relax.
There was a mixed berry flavor and a pineapple flavor.
No. Are they mushrooms? Or
no. And what is in them? It's a packet. And there's kava, ashwagandha, lemon balm, and L-theanine. And it cost us for a little bag of all these little... They're like... Crystal Light packets.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It cost us $60, $59.85 for like 15 of
them.
That
was a terrible mistake.
And we had two and wanted to die.
That's a terrible mistake. Can you put them in booze?
I wouldn't even because the taste was so bad that I don't think anyone
I think it was just ground up. Dried poop.
Poop. But yet people, I just found the website and people were still like, these are great.
No, that's their employees.
Yeah. It really, I feel sad about it. Okay, let's talk about
that's absolutely gross.
Okay, we're really going to talk about the murder this time.
Okay, so this is Forensic Files Political Thriller. So we're going to meet a gal. Her name is Kathy Augustine. And she... is, I'm assuming, Republican. Mm-hmm. And she was in Nevada. So she was a Nevada state politician. So does that mean she was like in their state, like a state senator or state rep?
She was very well known.
But she said she was the first female controller. What is the controller? Yeah, and what is a comptroller? I don't know what.
But she had
versus controller.
They showed pictures of her with George W. Bush and John McCain.
Yeah. So she was on her way up.
And they said she was on the short list to be the Secretary of the Treasury.
Right. So it's controller like money for Nevada.
I don't know. Maybe.
So that means she just gave the license to the mob to do whatever they wanted. Pretty
former
much,
Nevada
allegedly.
State controller.
But she had politician blonde hair, you know, the TV hair. She looked like, okay, she was in it to win it. But then Forensic Files says her political enemies accused
it's
her.
Auditing.
Auditing. All right. Mm-hmm. So it's treasury stuff. Mm-hmm. Her political enemies accused her of a crime. And I feel like, no, it's not necessarily her political enemies. It's just she committed a crime and people found out. So what she did is she got, I believe, impeached.
She did.
For using public monies pretty much to help her win an election, to help her campaign. And you're not supposed to do that.
No,
you know,
not
at all. That's naughty. Although current politics, you pretty much can kill a man and just nobody cares anymore. no one cares. You can kill a man. You can whip your junk out in public.
It's not
you can totally just fuck a emu on TV and nobody cares.
No.
No one cares. You can take your balls and make ball shadow ball. You can be on Meet the Press and take your balls out and make ball characters. No one would care. You can, but if you whipped your tits out, you would be beaten and stoned.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in 2004, she has to go to court or she's impeached and she's guilty for using this money. And she owes $15,000. Who cares?
You're right.
That's like a whatever. And it's doesn't even matter that 2 years later, she's running for the same position again. Like nobody gives two fucks.
Right.
But during this campaign, she starts getting really sick. She falls ill, they said. And so now we get the 911 call from her current husband, her fourth husband. Can you even believe that someone would be married more than once?
No.
That someone running as a politician would be so against God's will to have one marriage to the opposite spouse.
What a whore.
That she would be married four times. What an absolute whore. But no, she was married for the fourth time. Again, who cares?
Yeah.
I say get married to anybody and everybody all the time.
Yep. If they're
who
rich,
cares?
Go for it.
Yeah. If they have money. Marry absolutely anybody, male, female, non-binary, nothing. If they are rich,
nothing or something,
you go for it. We don't marry for love anymore in these days. We go back to Middle Ages. We marry for the money. Mm-hmm. That is my advice. To anything, we marry for the money. So she falls very ill. And her husband is calling 911. And he says, there's something wrong with my wife. She's not breathing. Oh, geez, I need help. That's pretty much his 911 call.
It wasn't even that emphatic.
No, there's something that's wrong.
My wife's not breathing. I don't know. Yeah, she's just not breathing.
It looks like she's just laying there.
I don't know. She's just unresponsive. Okay, hold on. I'm going to try CPR again. That's exactly how it was.
Just totally bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jamie would just call and be like, my wife just sits on the couch and eats food. Is she sane? Can I get a new wife? So the paramedics come and they said at this point, Kathy is barely alive. They give her two drugs. I'm not sure what they are, but it's probably adrenaline or something. It's supposed to jolt her back into business. That's how they were.
Yep.
They jolted her back into business. Let's get her going, ma'am. I'm going to jolt you back into business and give you two of these drugs. Okay, ma'am?
So many
I'm going to put my hand on your boob and I'm going to stick this drug in there on your boob and jolt you back into business.
Yes.
All right. And then we're going to put you into the ambulance and then we're going to stick this tube up your hoo-ha. Okay. Oh, so they put her into the ambulance and they take her to the hospital. And as she's in the hospital, they have no idea why she's sick, which would be really, I mean, think like you're human. Doctors and nurses are human. And you come, you have all these just life or death cases in the emergency room thrown at you nonstop. And you need to know absolutely everything that could even ever happen to a human and know every single way to help. Think of the stress that these fuckers deal with. I can't even imagine.
No.
But so she brings her in. They don't know what's going on with her. They're like, is she having a heart attack? They check that. Nope. Her heart looks great. They're checking everything. So they... I think put her in a coma, or did she go into a coma? I think, and she's on a respirator.
Yeah.
And at this point it looks really bad. So we see her brother, Phil, who explains that after 3 days they came to the family and they just said, you know, it looks like she's not ever going to respond. And she's just on life support at this point. And due to Kathy's own wishes, if she ever was in this situation, she just mm-hmm. wanted to have them, you know, pull the plug, as they say. Mm-hmm. And that's what she wanted. So they said, well, this is what she asked for. So, you know, if she was ever on a life support, she didn't want that. So they pull the plug and she does pass away. But doctors are still very confused as to what happened to her because she seemed so healthy before. So her husband and her husband, what is her husband's name?
Chaz?
What is Chaz?
No.
Is Chaz like short for something?
It is. Yeah. For Charles, right?
Is it?
I think so.
I don't know.
But when I found out that that's what his name was, I was like, this couldn't get any better because he's such a douche. And of course his name is Chaz. Chaz.
I just don't understand that name. So his name is Chaz, and he looks like a Chaz.
100%.
So, I mean, and he doesn't look bad. He looks normalish, but he looks like a douchey Chaz, mm-hmm. you know? Like,
yeah. Yep.
He looks like he should work at a gym trying to get you to sign up for, like, a 3-year membership.
Yes.
That's what he looks like.
So yes. Yep. 100%. You know,
people talk to Chaz and say, what the hell happened? Because she actually is like a well-known person in this state because she's a political figure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's just like, there's a lot of people, especially in the news, that want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So his story is that he awoke very early that morning and he's doing chores. So Forensic Files does the reenactment. My dogs are scream barking. I'm sorry. They show Chaz in the reenactment doing the dishes. And this is where I said, you know what? Hold up. Stop. Roll it back. Stop the presses. Absolutely not. Does a husband wake up early and just do dishes?
I've never seen it.
And although Jamie has become...
And I've had
Jamie
several.
Jamie has become obsessed with doing dishes. That's all he does is he does the dishes nonstop. He cleans dishes. So maybe he would do that. I don't know. But Chaz is doing the dishes and all these chores. Jamie would do no other chores.
Yeah.
No. I don't think like changing bed sheets. You know, if your husband is changing bed sheets, you please run.
Yeah.
Run out of the house because you know something happened.
Yep.
So the husband's doing, Chaz says he's doing chores. So he goes into the bedroom. Kathy is unresponsive. And then he checks and says that she's not breathing and that she didn't have a pulse. So he starts CPR as he calls 911. Now, Chaz is a nurse, which we'll also talk about later.
No, which makes it even dumber.
Yes. I feel like he should have noticed a corpse in his bed sooner.
Right.
But okay. So Chaz and other family members say that in the days before her death, she totally was normal, like totally fine, mm-hmm. totally healthy, totally normal, active. And then we hear from her brother again, and he says he even saw her 2 weeks before. She was in very good health, very good spirits, and she actually seemed really happy. Kathy has an autopsy, and there's, again, zero help. Her heart is very healthy.
They thought it had to be a heart attack, so they like did a stent, and there was no blockage. Like they're nothing. Like, this is what happened.
They didn't find any brain aneurysm.
No
they found
aneurysm.
Zero reason why she
no
died.
Drugs or alcohol.
Nothing. Like nothing. She looks totally healthy, and they're puzzled. And this is where you would think they would take a lot of blood samples and
try
organ
to
samples
figure something
and stuff.
Out.
So hopefully, but so the family, of course, wants answers. Like, why the hell is she dead all of a sudden?
Right.
But what happens several days later is 911 is called again to the home, and they don't say who called 911. And I'm curious to know who called 911. Was it Chaz that called? Because that would go with what I think his plan was.
Yeah.
But anyway, the paramedics come, and we just hear the 911 that paramedics are needed at this home because a gentleman has attempted to take his life. And they say, so what manner did he use? And they said he slit his wrists. Mm-hmm. So if I think it's Chaz that actually called, it goes with kind of his shtick, but mm-hmm. I don't know that. So when the police come, he actually has a suicide note there, and Kathy's brother is actually called from a neighbor saying, oh my God, the ambulance are at your sister's home again. Something happened to Chaz. And so Chaz leaves a suicide note, but he is still alive when the paramedics come and they rush him to the hospital. But in his note, it's the weirdest note ever because he's passive aggressive sarcastic by saying, thanks for taking my wife away, like being a bitch.
Yeah. It's all your fault.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, bitches, for taking my wife away.
She couldn't take it anymore, and she felt so betrayed by all of you, you political dicks.
Yeah. And he said, her career is ruined by you, and I want to be buried by my wife so we can hold hands. Like, no, you no.
Also, you have two different coffins already.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't hold hands. No. They're not going to make a tube and do it.
Nope. That's not going to happen.
Nope. And so that's his note. Now, Chad gets medical attention and he's fine. So the very next day, Kathy's funeral was planned. So they never go into this, but I think he just needed this attention for this funeral for some reason. I don't know. The funerals, of course, everyone's devastated, but they still are so confused as to what happened because she was so healthy and so she was running for office. She was at a point in her life where she was actually very excited. Kathy Augustine and Chaz Higgs, his last name mm-hmm. is, had only been married for 3 years at this point, and that's where they said this is her fourth marriage. Her third marriage, she was married to Charles Augustine, who was an airline pilot. Mm-hmm. Now, Charles had a stroke and was hospitalized. And in that hospital, Chad Higgs was his nurse. And that is how Kathy and Chaz said they met.
Yes. And that is when my draw?
Yeah.
My jaw dropped.
Yeah.
My jaw went, gah, no. Yeah. Ah.
Yeah. This, like, weird.
So already I hated Chaz.
Yes.
And then I thought for sure, like, okay, if you killed her, then at least admit it in your suicide note. But he did no such thing.
No, he blamed everybody else.
He blamed everyone else. And then I found this out and I died.
So now as Charles is in the hospital, her more elderly husband, at least he portrayed him as a 900-year-old Mr. Burns.
He was a weathered gentleman.
Yes.
Yeah.
While Kathy seemed young and Chad seemed young.
Yeah.
As Charles is dying in his hospital bed or trying to recover, who knows? Chaz and Kathy are in the hospital cafe enjoying their
trays of food.
Yeah. Whatever would be in there. What do they have? Like Swedish meatballs?
Yeah, they usually have some, you know, maybe a wrap or yes, there could be some burgers.
Salisbury steak.
Yep, some sort of fried potatoes or French fries.
So they're enjoying that.
Jello, together. Most likely.
Jelly.
Yeah.
Jello. Yes.
Yeah.
So they're together the whole day in the cafeteria while Charles is suffering in his hospital bed. So Charles Augustine dies, but Kathy marries Chaz just 3 weeks later. What?
Weeks. Three.
What?
Weeks.
So you're planning your wedding to this dick while you're planning your funeral for the other dick? I don't. What?
And.
What?
No one batted an eye.
And you say you just met in the hospital?
She was also married to that old guy for like 17 years.
And all her friends are like, what the hell? Like, come on. Was this an affair? Or what the hell is going on?
Right.
Or did you just meet this weird asshole in a hospital and you're marrying him? I mean, and then she gets $1 million in the life insurance from Charles. What the hell? Yep. Why are you marrying another asshole? Why don't you just take that money and run and go?
I mean, that's
live your life.
That's
what
the
hell
big
are you
question.
Doing?
You just became a millionaire.
Yeah.
You don't ever get married again.
And then I don't understand this. None of this makes sense. None.
That's why Oprah and Stedman aren't married. Oh, she's not giving
Oprah
up any of
better.
That shit. God.
Damn. Oprah's not marrying anybody ever.
Absolutely not.
She knows. Now, Kathy and Charles Augustine were getting divorced.
Or they've been talking about it.
So now investigators are wondering, hey, if Kathy was divorcing Charles, would she still have been the beneficiary of his $1 million life insurance policy? Or did all of this happen because Charles was going to file for divorce and now we have two mysterious deaths happening kind of in this, and Chaz is kind of the link between them all. Mm-hmm. So investigators are thinking, all right, there is foul play all over the place here. Foul. So then we see the police detective that says something like, hey, early in my career, a seasoned homicide detective told me the more you investigate, the clean get cleaner and the dirty get dirtier. And I'm like, that's probably true.
I'm going to write that down.
I feel though the clean get dirty and the dirty get dirtier.
And
I feel
then
like everybody's
people end up
gross.
Liking the dirtiest.
Yeah.
Even though it doesn't
And then the
make
dirtiest, nothing
sense.
Ever happens to
no.
him anyway.
Nope.
Nothing ever happens to anybody anyway.
Nope.
Nobody cares and nobody does shit.
Nope.
Now, the medical examiner said, well, during her autopsy, Kathy had two puncture marks on her ass. Her buttocks area had injections.
Uh-huh.
And they said most, like, when you get treated for stuff, they don't do it right into your ass. Now, I thought you get shots in your ass, but I think it's your upper ass. So it was right in her cheek area.
I don't
so
know.
Any,
I've never gotten a shot in
don't
my
Don't they
ass.
Say you're supposed to get tetanus in your ass? I never have either. But like there was a Three's Company where Jack Tripper had to get a shot and it was by Terry in his ass because it was a tetanus.
I've never gotten one in my ass.
I don't know. And I was always worried about that. Do you have to get a shot in your ass? And I never have. But I thought it was tetanus. But my tetanus is in the arm. I don't know.
Let's ask some doctors.
Yeah, is there a nurse or a doctor?
We have very
Are there
learned listeners.
Are there shots that go into your ass?
What goes into your ass?
So now they're like, oh, no, she has these two mysterious injections. And that's fucked. And Chaz's co-workers, fellow nurses, start going to the police saying, well, some people thought their three-year marriage seemed happy, but other co-workers would say things like, I would go up to Chaz and say, how's it hanging? You know, just wanted to walk by. And, or can I do anything to help you today? And he would always say, yeah, can you kill my wife? Can you shank my wife?
And people were,
you know,
like,
who I hate? My wife. And people would be like, oh,
Chaz, you're so crazy. We're so lucky to have such a loving person as a critical care nurse.
Yes. So he hated her and constantly asked people to kill her. So that stood out. Now, as police looked at Chaz's electronics, they found that he was having various affairs or an affair with random other
They made it seem like there were
gals.
Multiple.
Yeah. Right? And he was writing them all these emails about how he hated his wife so much. She was controlling. She was a bitch. She was a dumbass. He hated her. And he just wanted to pork the shit out of all these other women. And the police are like, oh, that's not good.
No.
And so the police listened to his 911 call again. And the fact that he said it, like, so dry, my wife, she's not breathing. Something's wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. She's just not breathing.
And he's like, I'm going to do some CPR. Yeah, whatevs. He doesn't sound panic stricken. He doesn't sound anything. And then when the ambulance driver said, this dick came in the ambulance, but then he sat in the corner and read a paper the whole time.
He was in the truck, in the back of the ambulance.
And they're giving CPR to his wife.
Sitting there reading a paper.
Just reading the personals.
Yeah, probably.
Or looking at bra ads and jerking it. And he's just sitting there, couldn't care less. No. And the ambulance driver said, you know, I thought that was odd. Your wife is in life or death situation and you just couldn't care and you're reading the Macy's ads. Why don't you say something like, hey, what's going on, asshole? I guess you're busy. But I feel like we should just more say, asshole, why are you doing this stuff? Why are you acting like this, you dumbass? Now, Kathy, before she died, was telling all her friends that their marriage was over and he sucked balls and that he actually had asked for a divorce. And even the night before she was found dead in their bed, he had asked for a divorce, she told her friends. Mm-hmm. Now, Kathy's estate was worth well over $1 million. Right. So he was due to get all of that money. Mm-hmm. As well as talking, you know, to his coworkers all the time about wanting to kill her. In fact, another nurse said as she was working with him, and it was even the night before Kathy went to the hospital, Chaz came up to her and said, hey, girl, if you really want to kill someone, you give him a shot of sucks. And so that is succinylcholine. The stuff they put people under with.
Yeah.
So that's the stuff that in Forensic Files, everybody uses to kill everybody. You stick it in them, it paralyzes them, kills them, and then it just dissipates from their body like super quick and you can never find it. So it's almost impossible to prove someone's been killed with it. So now they think, well, due to those puncture marks in her ass, that maybe he has access to it as a hospital nurse. Maybe he got that and just drugged the shit out of her and she passed that way. But the drug leaves the body so quickly, they had no idea they were going to ever be able to prove this. And they thought, he's totally going to get away with this shit.
Right.
And that's probably what he did. But then the cops again say, most people that commit to crimes are not the brightest bulbs in the chandelier.
That's why they get caught.
Yep. And that's why they make their mistakes. So a week after Kathy's death, police get a break. So nurses that worked the emergency room when Kathy came in.
Not Chaz. Because he was reading the paper.
No. But these two nurses who were working when Kathy came in. And I wonder why they took a week say this, but at least they did. They said, when Kathy came in there, we knew it wasn't a heart attack. We thought she'd been poisoned. So we took tons of samples of her blood and her piss, and we froze the shit out of them. Do you want it? And the police are like, holy shit, yes, we do. And we have to test the shit out of that. So they take the urine because I guess succinylcholine survives longer in piss because it doesn't break like down as fast.
Only 2 seconds
yeah.
longer.
So they take the piss and they ship it off to the FBI. So the FBI test it and they find, yes, there is succinylcholine in the urine. And the police right away arrest this Dick Chaz because now they know he shot her full of it and she died from that.
On her ass.
Yes. Then they also do search his car and they find that he has index cards. And the top of the index cards is just all the ways you can kill people with succinylcholine right on the card.
And how much you need yeah. and how long
that
it will last.
So that didn't help his case either. No. So this Dick gets arrested
and then and, what yeah. does he try to do?
Yes. What he does is before his court case is he tries to attempt suicide again.
Yes.
And it was not a real attempt. They thought it was just to try to get attention.
And he was get sympathy from yes, the jury
and he was yeah. helped right away. So as he goes to court, he still has like bandages on his wrists and did you notice his lawyer's hair? So his
I tried to get a picture of it and I couldn't.
His lawyer's hair is like
Donald Trump.
Well, the other one that was like a He-Man where it was like, you just like a long bowl.
Yeah. It was, long and over.
Oh, it was terrible. So Chaz, it's his own witness, you know, goes up and tells his story during court. And you can tell like the whole jury thinks he sucks dick. He's an asshole. He's a butthole. Mm-hmm. They think he blows it right out of his shit pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Hardcore. And then there's another witness that said, well, he told me once that if he didn't have a daughter in Las Vegas, he would kill his wife and he would throw her down a mine shaft. What the hell? So the jury,
but he decided instead, even though he had a daughter, to shoot her in the ass.
He decided to just kill her anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So the jury's gone for like 3 minutes and they come back and he's guilty and he has to do 20 years. And that's still not enough, but whatever.
He gets life, but he had a chance of parole
after 20 years, after 20. Which always means yeah. a chance of parole after 10 years and then yeah. whatever. Now, as he goes to jail, the police are still thinking, like, I think this Dick killed the other husband. Mm-hmm. I think he killed Charles. So they dig up Charles and check his body, and they do find, like, weird, you know, he's exhumed, and they find metabolized succinylcholine crystals or something, but they're like, they don't know, did it come from the embalming fluid or something? There's another way that it could come in, and they just don't have enough information. But then they just kind of like, I assume he killed him too, but they can't prove it enough.
So then that makes me think, did Kathy have something
that's exactly
to do with
what
it?
I thought. Did Kathy
say like, hey, let's
pick
kill him, get our money.
Yeah.
And then she had to marry Chaz because
to keep him quiet.
Yeah. But that is my own thoughts.
Right.
That is not,
that is
has
alleged.
Not ever been.
We don't know.
Yeah.
But it's very suspicious.
The whole thing.
Yeah. So he, I don't know if he's out of jail yet or still in jail. I don't know.
I can look it up. Stupid Chaz.
But he is definitely a piss brain.
What was his last name?
Higgs.
Oh, I was like, Riggs? Chaz Higgs today.
Is he still in the slammer? In the pokey?
Looks like they tried to maybe appeal it.
Oh.
It's been upheld by the Nevada Supreme Court.
Well, good.
And then her daughter was very happy. And then her daughter.
Yeah, there's... we could all do another case on her daughter.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
It's a sad cycle.
It was.
Unfortunate because of obvious trauma.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's still there.
Oh, well, good. Yeah. Idiot.
And that's the end of this insane
case. And if it wasn't for those two nurses to take those samples, he would have gotten away with it.
100%.
Those two nurses completely save the day, as they do all the time. Oh, good for them. Heroes.
They were heroes.
They are heroes.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's our story, and we will be with you next week. We'll probably try to add a new Patreon then, too.
We will. We are also... we also lead up a book club called Just Dumb Bitches Who Always Read Every Page of the Book and Talk About It While Drinking Wine on
Dumb
Zoom.
Dumb Bitch Convention.
Yes. So if you would like to join us, it's just over Zoom, and we are meeting on the 30th of
April.
And we always meet at 7:30 Central Time because we're all over the place. We got people everywhere. And we're reading Don't Let Her Stay by Nicola something. And
I forgot the last name too. I'm sorry.
But you can find it.
You got the Google. Just Google the shit out of it. Yeah. And it's in our podcast thing.
It's in our podcast. It's on our group. In our podcast group. It's also, if you check out our It's Always the Husband Amazon shop page, we have all of our books labeled
Nicola Sanders.
Yes. And then next month, May, is Zenith Man.
Yes.
By McCracken Poston Jr.
McCracken.
So I had somebody ask on the Facebook page, so you can look for that too. Thanks so much for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.